Welcome back to more absolutely messy Reddit stories. These ones are, as usual, pretty wild. And today my guests are Courtney and Trevor from The Mythical Kitchen.
Hello, hi.
So glad you're here, dude.
Us three have done Am I the Asshole before, but on Twitch.
Oh, yeah. Shit. Way back. The OG.
I just, like, walked in. It wasn't, like, planned or
anything.
That's right. I think I was actually probably supposed to be working, and then I joined your chat, and I was like, hi, guys. And you're like, come over.
You're probably supposed to be working right now over there, but you're here.
Yeah, whatever.
Well, you were great then. I think it's going to be great now.
I'm excited.
You're a Redditor.
No, whoa, pause.
You're a Redditor. Okay. I'm a Redditor, so it's fine. It's okay. Do you ever visit Am I the Asshole in these types of subreddits?
I actually don't go on Reddit.
You don't go on Reddit?
I really am not. Like, I never scroll on Reddit. I've tried to, like, really get off of the internet.
Wow.
That's
like,
awesome.
Other than, like, a professional standpoint. Like,
that's awesome.
Yeah, so Reddit definitely, like, I was just reading it, and I was like, this is not doing anything good to me. Like, my brain is just melting my brain into a puddle.
I feel like most Redditors would be like, yeah, for sure. I agree.
Awesome.
All right, well, let's hop into our first story here. This comes from the subreddit Petty Revenge, which is always solid.
Those are always fun.
I, 26-year-old male, unionize with my dogs against my boyfriend, a 30-year-old male. Okay. I was told to post here from Am I the Asshole? Background, my boyfriend, E, and I have been together for 4 years. Whenever I would come over when we were dating, his apartment was messy, but it was blamed on his roommates. I'm very cognizant that I am particular in cleaning, so I thought it just wasn't clean enough to my standards. So I moved in with him 3 years ago and adopted two dogs together. I quickly realized we do not have the same view on what clean is. We have communicated about it, and he has made a lot of progress, but he consistently does one thing. Stuffs his colored striped socks into the couch. I have told him that I have had to chase the dogs around because they find them in the couch. He thought it was funny. Over the last few weeks, I have bought multiple cloth dog toys resembling his socks and have trained my dogs to play tug of war with them. They will now dive for them whenever he's laying on the couch and places them on the ground to pick up later. I also do not stop them from playing with the socks anymore. He came home yesterday and found his favorite pair of his socks decimated all over the living room and was furious that I didn't stop them. I told him they were the socks he stuffed in the couch yesterday and he should have put them in the hamper. He stormed off to his office and is not talking to me. Am I the asshole? Edit, my dogs do not ingest the socks. They use it as a tug of war object. Using this example, when the pair individually ripped in half, they were no longer interested in it. Hmm. Pretty clever.
Yeah. I think this is hilarious.
It's definitely funny.
That's so silly to, and also to expect your partner to support your bad habit by, like, so say I'm stuffing socks in the couch and then my partner doesn't stop the dog from ripping up the socks. Like, that's not their fault. That's not.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what's interesting.
I love how they phrased it. Unionized.
I know. I was like, what is happening here?
Yeah. I'm having a really hard time wrapping my head around someone who stuffs socks in a couch and won't pick them up.
Yo, where do they go?
Seems like a lot of effort. Like, yeah. Like, I get, like, if you just put them on the ground.
Yeah.
Or even threw them under the couch. But yeah. But even that, I don't know. Like, and it was his favorite pair of socks. I'm like, when do you wash them and rewear them?
Yeah.
Like, does he stuff them and then maybe picks them back up? And he's like, ready for work, socks. Yeah. And then like.
Yeah.
And so OP trained the dogs to rip up the socks.
Yes.
Genius.
Which is pretty genius.
Mm-hmm.
He should just never tell the boyfriend that he did that.
Yeah.
Sounds like maybe.
Keep that a secret forever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think this is funny. You know, I'm curious what people, let's see what the comments are. Until it actually inconveniences him, he will not learn. Good for you on working on training him. not the asshole. Your boyfriend is a baby. Why the F would you stuff your socks into the couch? Like, I'm absolutely a cluttered person and I struggle with house cleaning, but I'll be damned if I'm going to shove dirty socks in the couch. Someone else said, just remember, OP, give him a small treat and use a clicker every time he puts them up. After a few weeks, he won't even need a treat anymore and will be happy just hearing the noise. Dude, better be solid gold other than this one quirk, though, darling. You really don't want to spend the next 50 years of your life having the same argument in different flavors. That's a good point.
Yeah.
If that's the one thing, it's kind of like, but I feel like that's pretty reflective on probably.
It's also a weird hill to die on. Let me stuff my stripy socks into the couch.
Yeah.
Let me do this.
I get it. Like, you're watching TV on the couch, you're chilling, you're like, ooh, I kind of want to take my socks off, but I don't want to like get up and go all the way to the bedroom. You take them off, you throw them on the ground. I don't know, you stuff them in between the cushions, but like, what person doesn't just like, oh, okay, time to go to my bedroom, get ready for bed, pick the socks up, and then take them there, or like.
Yeah, I totally get throwing stuff on the ground, and if you're busy, like not picking that up for a day or two.
Yeah.
Like people, I feel like a lot of people do that, but it's the effort. There's effort in that.
It's a very challenging thing.
It's not lazy. He's doing more work.
And he's lucky that the dogs don't ingest the socks. Growing up, I had a dog that if they found socks, they would eat sock and they would pass the sock. Yeah. And there would be a poopy sock in the backyard.
Oh my God.
It's holy crazy. Crap. So they're lucky that could put a dog's health in jeopardy, and they're lucky that it hasn't yet.
Yeah. I'm also a believer of like in a relationship, like having similar cleanliness is like huge. Mm-hmm. Like if two people who are like both love to stuff socks in the couch, then it's great. Like that'll work out. But if people have very differing views on cleanliness, mm-hmm. I'm a personal believer of just like, that's gonna come to a head at some point.
Yeah, OP already made compromise when they moved in because they already knew like, oh, my standard of cleaning is different, and they compromised living with this person. It's such a small boundary to set.
Yeah, because he could stuff socks maybe if he had his own personal space. Like, but it's the living room couch. That's like a community space. I don't know, funny. Nonetheless.
Very funny. Unionize with your dogs.
Yeah, guys, that's good. Unionize with your dogs. Mm-hmm. Okay. This one's going to be interesting. Am I the asshole for telling my wife she shouldn't attend a family wedding if I'm not invited? Last weekend, my wife received an invitation to her eldest sister's wedding. The invitation states that she and our three children are invited with no mention of me. Four seats have been reserved in honor of wife, child, child, and child. I was insulted and thought my wife would agree that that is rude, but after she spoke to her mother to clarify if I really wasn't invited, she said she is still planning to attend. I said it wouldn't be fair for her to go without me and that I don't give consent for my children to go without their father. She said I'm being unreasonable as her nieces and nephews will be there and it's a big family event. My argument is that if it's so important the whole family attends, then I should be invited. If not, then it can't be that important and she shouldn't go. Who's the asshole here? So the verdict is...
Okay. So why wasn't he invited?
We don't know. He just wasn't invited.
Okay.
That's all we know that the wife and three children were invited, but not the dad, and he's pissed about it, and he's saying, none of you should go if I'm not invited. The verdict, though, is asshole. There's an edit here. Okay, I get it, I'm in the wrong. I'll let my kids go. Everyone can stop hounding me about old mistakes that I've already thoroughly repented for.
Whoa.
Wait.
Not repented for.
I have repented. I have gone to hell and back.
What?
Okay, so hold on. I guess OP got into a lot of interactions with people in the comments.
Ooh,
and we got all the context we need from it. So a commenter. Info, so why weren't you invited? OP, my friendship with my in-laws has been strained over the years and they don't make an effort to include me or visit us anymore. Commenter, why is it strained? OP, they felt they had a say in the future of my marriage when me and my wife hit a rough patch almost 10 years ago. I thought we'd put it all behind us. Then in 2020, they all cut me out after a disagreement. Commenter, what sort of rough patch? Were they supporting her in an unsafe or unhealthy situation? OP, nothing like that. There was an issue of chronic infidelity on my part that we have dealt with as a couple and moved forward from. Around that time, they also decided they didn't like an arrangement my wife and I had, which is that she worked for my company off the books. My business now makes enough to pay her a salary, so that's not an issue anymore, but things were difficult when trying to get the business off the ground. Edited to add, since everyone is grabbing at straws, the infidelity was almost 10 years ago, and my wife and I got past it and went on to have our youngest two children. And until recently, the family had been fine to keep things amicable. Commenter, info, what was the disagreement? Was it related to your past unfaithfulness? OP, no, it wasn't. It was related to me calling out my wife's younger sister for causing drama in the family. Admittedly, it got out of hand on both sides, but before I had a chance to apologize, the whole family had blocked my number and told my wife to keep things separate going forward. They forced her to act like a single mother, having to split holidays and Christmases with the kids between me and her family, rather than just swallow their pride and choose unity.
Oh, God.
Look, I'm firmly a believer that almost every Reddit story is missing a lot of information.
And it's still missing it, because I'm expecting the commenter to be like, info, what was the drama that the in-laws stirred up?
So, I lit their house on fire. Okay, like, I just feel like, it's, this guy, I don't like off the bat that he went and he posted this, leaving out so much information to just, on purpose, just try to make his wife look bad and just get a bunch of people on the internet to be like, yeah, man, you got fucked over.
Yeah.
When he absolutely knew the reasons. And it's, dude, like, if I was someone's parent and they were with someone like that, I totally get that feeling. Like, I totally get that you would not want to see that person at a wedding.
Yeah. No, guy sounds like the worst person. Like, well, a pretty shitty person.
Yeah, well, and paying her off the books. And also, like, she's going to her sister's wedding, right? It's her sister's wedding. And he's like, you can't go.
Yeah.
I declare that you and the children can't go. It's like, dude, come on.
Why? Because of some things that I did.
Because of some random stuff.
Yeah, okay.
Chronic infidelity is a new term. Chronic. He's got the chronic.
He's chronic. Chronic infidelity. He can't control it. It just happens.
Sorry,
it's an invisible illness.
He used the word chronic, which is the funniest thing. He could have just said infidelity.
Infidelity.
He could have just said infidelity.
He did say chronic infidelity, and he said, no, it was in the past, it's done, but I have chronic infidelity.
Also, making his wife work free labor.
Yeah, no, that's, he's lucky the government doesn't find out about that shit. No, it's just like, I've got chronic back pain and infidelity.
God damn, I've made many errors in my life, but my wife is now making this one thing that isn't even an error, it's just I don't like it.
Yeah.
It almost doesn't matter to me what the story is, what happened, but if OP reveals in the comments that they left out tons of super important information, I'm like, you're the asshole.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sorry, you're the asshole here on Reddit for doing that.
Yeah. If you're gonna go on Reddit and do the Reddit thing, then you need to.
Yeah, man, it's anonymous. Like, he's doing this for self-therapy.
Yeah.
To make himself feel justified. I mean, yeah, he knows why he's not invited, but he wants to live in a fantasy and in denial and have a bunch, he wants to have thousands of people tell him, no, man, you're good. But Reddit's pretty good at sussing stuff out a lot of times.
This might be not as popular of an opinion, but even aside from all the stuff that got revealed in the comments, if you just take the first story, I still think he's the asshole.
Yeah.
Because, like, I don't know. For me, even if someone, for whatever reason, even if I didn't do anything, but, like, my partner was like, hey, I got invited to this wedding, this family wedding, you weren't invited. Like, that's not my choice.
Right.
Like, that's their day, that's their wedding.
100%.
For whatever reason it is, like, that's okay. Like, I'm fine. If that's important to you, you should go. Like, it, obviously, like, I might want to know why I wasn't invited, but it's not my choice.
And so, clearly, like, this guy knew.
Also, he's talking about unity, like, he probably most likely has not genuinely apologized and, like, done the work to fix this. Her family does not think so.
Yeah.
But if he really is like, they should choose unity, he's actively choosing to have the divide split further by being like, no, we'll get the kids involved and they can't see your family.
Chronic infidelity, chronic asshole.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on. Am I the asshole for taking the longer route to spend more time with her? Okay, interesting.
I hate, okay, so pause. It's funny. In these stories, I feel like the ones that have the most innocent titles ever always have the most messed up shit.
The most insane.
It's like, am I the asshole for taking the longer ride? It's like, that sounds so innocent, and it's just going to be the most sociopathic, like, activities.
Yeah, let's go.
All right, let's see it. All right, so you already think this person's an asshole.
I do, 100%.
Am I the asshole for taking the longer route? Absolutely. No, you need to say some fucked up shit in the title. Okay, here we go. I, a 19-year-old male, work a full-time job in the tech industry. My role is 100% remote, so I rarely have a reason to go outside. However, after recording data on my personal life, I concluded that my social life was in a poor state. As a result, I decided to pursue hobbies that would allow me to befriend people my age and meet women. One such hobby led me to connect with a group of physically active young adults. I was instantly taken by a woman, 22 female, Amira, in the group. She is slim with a small waist and perfectly round breasts.
No! No!
The cherry on top is her face. Her sense of humor is rather childish, but I was still fascinated. One morning, six of us went hiking together. We decided to hold a mini competition. We'd go off into pairs and choose three different routes to complete the trail. Whichever pair completed the trail first would be crowned the winner. I knew the route well, as I had studied the area the night before. However, Amira wasn't familiar with the trail at all. I volunteered to be her guide and companion for the competition. Our only aid was physical maps. As soon as we embarked on the journey, I decided that it would prove fruitful to seize this opportunity to get to know her. I purposefully chose a long, complex detour so we could spend more time together. At the start, we made a great conversation and I found out a lot about her. However, as time went by, she grew more frustrated. She kept looking at the map and insisting we're going the wrong way. I told her that the maps were not accurate as they didn't account for path closures and other factors. This was not the truth. I know. After a while, she grew more stressed and claimed she needed the toilet. We did find a place and she could relieve herself, and this seemed to have given her some peace. After about 6 hours, the trail itself was roughly 3 hours, we started making our way back. Amira had already communicated with the group and began accusing me of taking unnecessary detours. I simply pointed out her desirable physical features and the impact they have on me. I thought she would be pleased to hear these compliments, but she was not. She told me to stop describing her at all and that she doesn't want to hear about my biological responses. She did not speak to me for the rest of our journey. I've since been kicked out of the group. In fact, everyone in the group has labeled me all sorts of things. Amira described me as a selfish, weird asshole and asked me to stay far away from her. I suspect these feelings are temporary and born out of confusion more than anything. Am I the asshole for attempting to nurture our connection with the landscape serving as a beautiful backdrop to what could have been? Or should I have not used this particular activity to carry out my plan?
I rest my case.
Dude, the red flag for me in the title was when he said, with her. I'm like, oh, this man thinks he's like poetic as fuck and he's got a distorted outlook on this situation.
I have a pretty strong stance on lying, and so any sort of lying, there's a lot.
This was technically.
But I'm gonna say lie. Like, if let's take out everything else.
Sure.
Let's take it. I'm saying this person's the asshole just for lying, and
right.
When it's like if you take a detour because you want to hang out with a person.
This was technically kidnapping, bro.
Yeah. I hate how right you were.
I knew as soon as you read the title, I was like, this is about to be insane. Weird,
yeah,
insane.
Yeah, that was sadistic.
The descriptions in here. So he got out into the middle of the woods and then described what he liked about her physical features.
And how his body responded to them.
God. I do not want to think about how he described her to her face, because his descriptions on Reddit are pretty rough. Oh my God.
So and it's always like you say, when the OP is always trying to tell the story in their best light possible. So we don't really, like, imagine how even worse and even weirder and creepier it was. Like,
yeah.
Because the fact that she was right off the bat, like, started accusing him like eventually started accusing him of detours and stuff. And like,
and then he lied and was like, no, it's this. And he made her feel, he was trying to gaslight her. And it's like, no, you, dude, like, oh my God. Like,
so bad.
The verdict is asshole. Here's some comments. You're the asshole, a massive one. You tricked a woman into spending 6+ hours alone in the woods with you while you make her uncomfortable with weird and unwanted advances. In what universe is that a good flirting strategy? Someone else said, you're the asshole, so far out of line, you placed your interests above her comfort and enjoyment of the day. You're the asshole, good God. Just the way you describe her. She is slim with a small waist and perfectly round breasts. Stop right there, bro. I would have felt totally creeped out and prob would have punched you in the throat, LOL. Never do this again. OP responded, I struggled to see the issue with that description.
Hello?
Oh, God.
Yeah,
oh.
I mean,
she's got some issues.
That too, but something I want to add, I don't know, this is also a personal... because I understand, because I've not been in this place, but I remember in my early 20s out in LA feeling very alone and being like, I meeting friends and dating is really hard in this world. I think if you're going into these meeting groups and stuff with the purpose of like, I want to find a person to go on a date with, I think you're off to a bad start. And I'm saying this as frankly, weirdly, as dating advice. If you're feeling alone and wanting to find like a partner, make your top priority meeting friends and go to these and try to meet friends and try to form those connections and be patient with this. If you try to force this, I mean, this is the absolute worst thing that can happen, but like on much more small everyday ways, this can happen.
Yeah.
If you're going into these types of things with it is a predatory mindset.
It is.
I am going in there, yeah. I'm trying to find a woman. Well, that's a bad mindset to be in, and it's gonna make you feel more alone because it's not gonna work. Try to go in and just form connections.
Well, yeah. What's unfortunate is he didn't even realize that he was going in the right direction. He joined these groups. He already was describing all of these young, fit people. Very strange. But they were already becoming friends. They had this game. He had every opportunity. He studied the trail. Whatever it takes for him, dude. But he did get partnered with her. He could have just, like, done the game. And, like, that's good memories. And he was doing some of the right things. Like, and it's right. When you pursue friends, you don't need to turn those friends into potential partners. Not every person that is a gender that you're attracted to is an opportunity. But when you make friends, friends set their friends up with people. Like there is every opportunity.
It requires patience. He's 19. I wish I could go back to when I was 19 and reach out more and go to more groups and try more experiences with the mindset of like, I just want to meet people and just connect with people and trust that it will happen. Like it will happen. But, and I fear that this guy has fallen very victim to a lot of what the internet and the manosphere tells you, and which is like, be direct, like know what you want, say the thing, and it's wrong.
Yeah, be direct and gaslight women.
Yeah.
No, anyways, this story made me want to throw up on this pillow.
It was a little nauseating.
It's a good pillow, so. All right, let's move on, because the comments,
they speak for themselves.
Reddit declared what they thought. Here we go. Am I the asshole for making fun of my girlfriend for writing fan fiction and claiming it's actual writing?
Oh.
Okay. I haven't read this. I've never read this. I've read similar titles. My girlfriend, Abby, who's 31, and I, a male, 33, have been together for a few months, and this Easter, I was going to introduce her to my family. We haven't moved in together yet. Abby is quite smart. She has a PhD and works in her field. I only have a BA, so you can imagine my surprise when a hot and smart woman wanted to date me. Anyway, I digress. Abby's passion is writing, although she's never allowed me to read anything she wrote. She dreams of writing a book and says she's practicing and trying to draft things. Aww. One day, I was staying over and fell asleep, and she went to her office to write. When I woke up, I peered over her shoulder when she was writing and saw names that sounded familiar. I asked her about this, and sure enough, she admitted to writing fan fiction. Apparently, she already wrote a 100K fan fiction, probably 100,000 word fan fiction, just a big fan fiction,
like a long story,
and is working on her third one. She says it's writing practice and she loves it. I told her it's cringy, and if she was serious about her book, she'd write it by now because she's pretty much already wrote two books, if only they weren't fan fiction. She got silent and told me to leave her alone. When I introduced her to my family, I mentioned that she has a PhD. My brother and sister got impressed and asked about it. Abby tried to tell them, but I interjected and told them to not be so impressed because she wastes her time writing silly fan fiction, so I don't know how she even got her doctorate. It was meant to be a joke, but Abby was angry. I wonder why, dude.
Joke.
She called me an asshole. She wouldn't talk to me for the rest of the day and asked me to drive her home. I tried to come in, but she told me she wanted to be alone and write her fan fiction. I told her she was childish, but left anyway. I haven't heard back from her since then, and I told my sister, and my sister agreed with Abby. I tried to call Abby, but she texted me with asshole and nothing else. My sister thinks I owe Abby an apology, but I don't think I did anything wrong, and yet Abby is annoyed. Was I really the asshole here? So I guess this was also posted on Am I the X, which is a place for stories where people don't realize they've already been broken up with. Which might be this guy. I would, if I was around when this guy said this shit, I would point out the true fact that 50 Shades of Grey started off as a Twilight fan fiction.
Yeah.
And that woman made a bajillion dollars.
A bajillion dollars. But also what's crazy, because like, it is real writing, because the only thing that is unoriginal is like the canon and maybe some characters. But I've read some bad fan fiction and I've read some good fan fiction. Mm-hmm. And like, I think that's really awesome, is if that's how that person wants to practice writing. And you know what's really fucked up to me is she didn't want to show him. This was her thing that she was working on. He stumbled upon her doing it. It's not like she finally decided to be confident enough to show him. He happened to see it and then was negatively judging her.
Well, and may I point out, she says it's writing practice and she loves it. This is not like, she acknowledges like, this is just practice. It's just for fun. It's a hobby.
Yeah.
You're allowed to do whatever the fuck you want for a hobby.
She wasn't comfortable enough to share with him, and she had good reason, because when he happened to see it, he was an asshole.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
What does this guy do in his free time?
Yeah. Like,
come on.
It makes me so sad how many like stories you hear like this where like someone is just so unsupportive of like their partner and like their passions. Like, it would be so demoralizing if like the person that I cared about like most in the world like saw something that I'd put a lot of effort into and that I cared about and was just like, that's not real writing, or like, that's not real cooking. Yeah, that's not real cooking. Or like, I like to write too. And like, if my partner looked at something that I wrote and was like, that's not real writing, it would,
that's devastating.
Would destroy me. Like, that's so sad.
Mm-hmm. Well, and any form of writing, I mean, really anything you're writing is real writing, right?
Yeah.
Especially if you're writing a story, even if it's based on and with characters of something you're writing, an original story, that's real writing. But no more, whatever form of writing you do is so personal.
Yeah.
And that's devastating, because it's like, oh, my partner just looked at like deep at something that is like from down here that I haven't showed anyone, and they're calling it childish.
Yeah.
That is a way to get broken up with.
Cringe.
And
that's somehow the worst thing you could say.
And to then introduce her to your family and then hang her out for her family and try and get them to judge her in the same way, like,
I've experienced
similar stuff that was declared emotional abuse. And like, it's messed up.
Yeah.
I mean, if I was his parents, and clearly all of his family thought he was an asshole, I'd be like, holy shit, you're with someone who like has a PhD, like all this stuff. And then you're gonna insult like them like that, right in front of us. I'd be like, you're fumbling the bag.
Yeah, what degree does he have?
He said he has a BA.
Yeah.
Which is like,
big asshole.
Nice.
Yeah.
Look, I have a BA, but getting a PhD is like more than double that amount of work.
Yeah,
like,
bitch. Yeah. It's
a lot.
It's funny because he like self-reports at the beginning too. He's like, she has a PhD and I have a BA. Like, I couldn't believe that someone so beautiful and smart would want to be with me. And it's like, now
I wouldn't believe
he
it either.
He found a way to make her smaller than him. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I hope people in the comments find grammar mistakes in his post. That'd be just devastating. Okay, let's see the comments. You're the asshole. You can imagine my surprise when a hot and smart woman wanted to date me. We're surprised too, but thankfully she's seen the light and broken up with you. Someone else responded to that comment saying, thinking you're still dating somebody who has clearly broken up with you is certainly more cringe than writing fan fiction. Someone else said, you're the asshole, and this post reeks of jealousy. You try to dismiss the work she put in to earn her PhD because you don't like what she writes. Who made you the writing police? Yeah, man, no, like, right? It sucks. And I want to declare, like, fan fiction is real writing. Like, I understand you can't, there's copyright issues, you can't publish that. But, like, as a practice, it's great.
Yeah, there are very many successful websites that are fully, like, built by the authors on them that write fan fiction. Mm-hmm.
I am certain most published authors would say, like, that's real writing. Like, that is, you're, if you're pouring your heart into it, and you're putting your mind and heart into it, it's real.
Yeah, and people make money off of it too.
Yeah.
Like, it's real writing.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. That's almost like saying, like, fan art isn't real art. Like, it's just, right. It's just like, it's, yeah. No, it's like, if you're doing the thing, you're doing the thing.
Yeah.
Anyways, all right. Next story. Apparently this story is a fun little flip on the last one.
Okay. Oh.
A little different.
All right.
Okay. See the other side of stuff. Am I the asshole for telling my boyfriend that his dreams of becoming a successful streamer / content creator isn't going to work out the way he thinks? I'm posting this on a throwaway account because I don't want this drama stuff on my main body mod centered account. If it's not allowed, I understand. I'm a tattoo artist and piercer. I co-own and run a tattoo / piercing business with a friend, and I have many employees under me. We are open 6 days a week from 1 p.m. to midnight. 4 days are a regular appointment schedule, while the final 2 days of the work week are walk-in days for people who want something faster than usual without having to set up a time. On top of setting up and closing the shop every day, I drive 45 minutes to work and then 45 minutes home each day. I get home past 3 a.m. almost every night, eat, and then sleep a few hours. We are busy constantly throughout the week. I only have 1 day off, and I usually end up spending it cleaning the house, cooking, or doing anything else needed done. My boyfriend, on the other hand, is trying to become a successful Twitch streamer and YouTuber. He started around 4 years ago. He has a few dozen followers on both platforms and usually has around 2 to 5 viewers for each stream or video. It's gotten pretty bad in the past 2.5 years or so, though. He streams while I'm at work, and that'll usually be an 11 to 13 hour stream a day, depending on what he does. His life revolves around content creation now. He wakes up to stream, then spends all day streaming a game, and then uploads it to YouTube. The other problem with it is that in the 4 years he's been trying to do this, he hasn't worked a single job. He's unemployed. No single donation or any monetary expense has come from his endeavor. He literally does nothing but stream. He quit his floor manager job at Walmart to become this. I've talked to him recently about maybe cutting down the hours on his streams so he has time to do stuff around the house, spend time with me, or better his health. He doesn't even eat unless I remind him when I get home late. It's literally hurting him. I also explained that maybe he should think about getting a new job so I'm not the only one paying all the bills or groceries. I'd like help of any kind. I can't do all this anymore. I can't do all of this alone anymore. Each one of these talks has turned into a fight between us. He will get super defensive about it and tell me off. He tries to convince me that I don't understand his lifestyle and that I don't know how hard it is to be a content creator. It's gotten more and more heated. He'll have a tantrum and go back to streaming to his community that supports him. The other day, I straight up told him his dreams of being a successful streamer or content creator of any kind were never going to work out the way he thinks they are. He doesn't seem to understand that the hours he's putting in are doing more harm than good. For us and him, he had another tantrum and promptly told me he wanted a break from the relationship. We aren't talking, and now he's doing nothing but the same usual routine. Am I the asshole? Yeah. You know, I will say, like, we did Twitch for a while. It's sincerely one of the hardest fucking jobs.
No, yeah.
And, like, what's fascinating is I think it's, like, the majority of Twitch streamers have, like, 0 to 1 viewer.
Yeah,
like,
well, it's especially saturated right now. And, like, even a few years ago when my younger brother was trying to get into it, new streamers, in order to get any kind of traction, they need to, like, stream, like, 12 hours a day. But after 4 years?
It's tough.
Yeah.
It's tough. I mean, like, yeah, I mean, she's declared not the asshole, and I do agree. Like, where she's coming from, I see it. I think she's justified. She is alone. I think if he worked a different job than this, and he was working 11 to 13 hour days but like at a company where he was never gonna get promoted, mm-hmm. I would also understand being like, hey, you gotta stop this. Like, yeah. this isn't gonna work for our mm-hmm. life. She's mm-hmm. telling him honestly, like, this doesn't work for our relationship.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like a relationship that's like super mutually beneficial. Mm-hmm. She's 100% supporting him in his dream and has been for a long time, yeah. paying for them, helping him literally feed himself. Like, I've known people that yeah. they forget to eat, forget to shower, they forget to take care of themselves because it's gaming. And like, I think, yes, streaming is a big element to it, but like sometimes people just are addicted to gaming and it can mm-hmm. be like a thing too.
Yeah, you know, there's not even an offer. And I mean, I we're not there for this, their conversation fight, but there's not even an offer of a compromise of like, you're right, I'll get a part-time job, I'll stream on these days, and try to like, and you know, it is a profession, and it's not just sitting there and playing games. Like, you have to think strategy to this. You have to think yeah. like, what's yeah. he doing as far as like trying to market himself and build this out, as opposed mm-hmm. to just filming and uploading. It's not yeah. just that. Like, I feel like most people know that mm-hmm. now with
it's
YouTube.
So much more than that. Like, you have to put in so much other work, and there's so many different, like, you have to have a social presence, you have to have a whole backlog of content, and like, yeah, I mean, I know a lot of, like, I have a lot of friends that are Twitch streamers, and they'll have, you know, upwards of 400 to 500 average viewers, and they still work regular jobs. Mm-hmm. Like, they still, like will go do, like, they have a day job that they go and they stream a few times a week, like, after they finish their job, because, like, it's really hard to have your entire income be from that, like to fully yeah. support yourself.
Yeah.
Even for streamers that have bigger audiences, it is really hard. And there has to come a point when you're like, I need to do something. I need to support my partner in our relationship, like, and mm-hmm. not be fully provided for, like, by them.
She said something that was harsh to him, but it's not like she said it out of the blue. Like, she had tried to have this conversation with yeah. him a bunch of times, and it sounds like he needs to go and try and support himself and like understand how much she's been doing for him.
Yeah, you know, as a he can continue to try to do this on the side, but yeah. So we have a bunch of comments here. Someone says, 4 years, OP? Okay, you've been pretty patient. He's had time to lay the groundwork for his streaming career and it hasn't taken off, so you've been more than understanding. At the minimum, he needs to be taking care of himself and cleaning up the house if he's not going to be able to contribute to the household. Most streamers, until they hit bigger numbers, still have normal jobs and normal daytime routines. In fact, I just watched a video from CC Suarez where she explicitly says, do not quit your day job until you can support the lifestyle. Gaming streamers have created a massively diluted market, and unless they have some kind of hook or incredibly entertaining streaming style / personality, it's going to be very hard to break through and find monetary success. Mm-hmm. Who's the owner of the home? If he wants a relationship break, then he needs to go do his own thing elsewhere. Otherwise, I'd start charging him rent, and if he can't pay because of no cash flow, then the hard truth is he'll have to leave. He's acting very selfish, expecting you to carry you both indefinitely. Not the asshole, OP. If you guys are doing this relationship break thing, time to set some firm and hard boundaries and expectations.
Yeah.
She responds, he's not taking care of himself. He seems to think he needs to do this without expecting some sort of toll on himself. He thought he could instantly become successful at it. I'm the owner of the house. I own everything here, even the car. Not the asshole. So during this break, is he still living with you? Because that's not really a break. I definitely recommend dumping him and never looking back. He acts like he's a child and you're his parents and responsible for paying for his food and shelter. Please date an adult next time. Your life will improve dramatically. She responded, yes, he's still living in the house. I love him to pieces, but I'm having a hard time caring at this point. He provides nothing anymore. Not the asshole. 4 years and still not being able to gain any monetary value from it sounds like a hobby to me. Hobbies don't pay the bills. OP, it's been 4 years of paying bill after bill. I tend to agree. I think this guy has to figure his shit out. Like, yeah. It sucks. Like, she is absolutely not the asshole. And that's brutal. Like, he's not doing anything. Little small update here. Hello, everyone. I have another opportunity to read all the comments. I am astounded at the attention the post has gotten in the past few hours. I feel like I should give some sort of update. I took the general advice that I was given by many of you. I sat my boyfriend down and told him I also wanted a break. We've broken up on mutual agreement. He's going to go his way and I'm going to go mine. He's moving out by the middle of June. So by the time this is out, then I guess they're broken up.
Yeah.
It sounds like it's right. It sucks. It sucks. Like, that was his dream, but he has to realize that's not everything. It's also not everything.
Yeah.
Like, man, like, he could become successful, he could maintain, and then realize, like, it's not happiness. Like, there's a life outside of things.
And it's something that you can balance, too. Like, you can go get a full-time job and still, like, do that as a hobby and still, like, you know, feed that passion of yours if it is a passion. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, to just spend that long and that many hours a day and buckle down on that being what you have to do.
It's also not a healthy amount of streaming hours.
No, that's a lot of sitting down. He might get some cysts in his ass.
No, that's not. It doesn't sound like he had a plan.
You're
no.
the biggest fan of this show.
I watch this whenever I do my makeup. I know all the canon.
All right, moving on. So as of reading it right now, this was posted yesterday. Okay. So very recent. Wow. We rarely get those. Holy shit. Okay.
What?
I'm excited.
Sorry.
Click.
Are true off my chest. My husband is cheating on me with my best friend. I'm honestly not sure where to start, so I guess I'll just start. My husband and I have been dating since I was 19 and he was 22. We've been married for 6 years now. We have 2 kids and I'm 6 months pregnant with our third. 2 years ago, I found out my dad has stage 3 colon cancer. My dad is my only parent as my mom passed away when I was 12. He's my favorite human and life without him doesn't seem as colorful. His laugh is contagious and he gives these big bear hugs that seem to make all of your broken pieces feel like they're perfectly in place again. Whenever I've had a hard day, he doesn't poke and prod and just lets me vent and listens. About 5 months ago, we discovered the treatment aren't working for him, and in direct quote of the doctor, he said, months, not years. Since then, he's gotten progressively worse and now is losing memory. He looked at the dog he got for me on my 21st birthday and said, wow, that's a nice dog. Where'd you get it? My husband has been my absolute rock. He has been there for me, holding my hand and helping me through this. He's been so loving and attentive to both my kids and I. Don't get me wrong, I'm a mother first always. I don't allow myself to wallow. My kids are still loved, cared for, played with, and haven't let my load slack around the house. Once my dad got his updated prognosis, my husband encouraged me to quit my job. About a month later, we discovered we were pregnant again, and I still hadn't let go of my job. I kept holding out for some reason. After finding out I was pregnant again, he assured me it was still okay to quit my job, that honestly, it would save us a small fortune on daycare costs anyways. So I did. I quit my job. My best friend and I have been friends since diapers. Her family is like my family and vice versa. My mom and her mom grew up together. We've always been solid, and right after my dad's appointment, when we found out he had so little time left, I drove straight to her house and she held me while I cried for hours. If there are soulmates in friend form, she was mine. Thick as thieves is what my mom used to say. This morning as I was up with my 3-year-old, he's sick, my husband's work alarm was going off. He has a few he sets, so I turned that one off and gently woke him up. He said he was up late working, so he took the morning off, rolled over, and went back to sleep. As I went to turn off the reminder of his alarms, I saw a text from my friend on his lock screen that said, I'm assuming since there hasn't been an angry pregnant lady on my doorstep, you haven't told her about us yet. Time froze in that moment. I took his phone and walked away and just read their conversations. 4 months, this man has been fucking my best friend. 4 months, these people have been lying to my face. And I know what you're going to say. You should have seen the warning signs. But I've been clutching this phone in my hand for 2 hours and nothing. He has been so loving and attentive to me, but he always has been. So kind and gentle. There have been no late night work nights except for once in a blue moon. There has been no lingering touches between them or even glances. They act as they have since the day I first introduced them. How sick is that? She calls him her brother, but she screws him. I know so many people get a moment of clarity in situations like this, but I have none. Aside from being sad about my dad, I haven't changed. I'm still a loving wife and mother. I still doted on him and my children. I talk to him about how he is doing and how was his day every freaking day. I haven't allowed the ground to swallow me whole. I know what I have to do now, but I just don't want to. I'm about to lose my family and my support system in one blow. I'll confront him tomorrow. Today, I just need this last 24 hours of peace. As for her, I won't give her the satisfaction of a response. I don't care why she did it. She did it and it's done. I was always the friend who cleaned up her messes. After today, I will cut her out of my life like she never mattered at all. This has to be the hardest storm I'll ever weather, but damn it, I know I'll sail through it. If not for me, for my children.
That just took 5 years off my life.
Oh, holy crap.
So much boss.
I mean, that's gotta be one of the roughest ones we've read on here. Everything happened to her. Absolutely everything.
Everything is happening to her.
Like, is happening to her. Yes.
Yesterday.
This was yesterday. This is happening right now. I think what always hits me is that I'm often thinking, like, this happened, like, months ago or, like, years ago. Ah, they're in a different place now. This is happening to this woman right now.
She told him today. According to her,
yeah.
So she told
I know what
him
I have to do
now. Today,
I just need this last 24 hours of peace. So, yeah, right now.
They could be talking right now.
Right now.
Like, literally right now.
Comments. Screenshot and save those messages before he could delete them. She said, I did. I emailed everything to myself in an old email I haven't used since high school and don't keep saved in my apps. That way, if he goes through my phone, he doesn't find it. I'm not a very good liar or good at keeping a poker face, but since he woke up, I've just been using the excuse that I'm upset about my dad and just need space. He bought it. I called around for a couple of lawyers and found one before he woke up. So I've been emailing them back and forth for the last half an hour.
Oh my God.
I hope you have a separate bank account with your own emergency fund stashed. If not, please use the time now to create one and put some funds there that he doesn't have access to. This goes for credit cards too if yours are only connected to joint accounts. She said, thankfully we signed a prenup and I've always been a very big saver, where he's always been a huge spender. So when I got my inheritance at 24 from my mom, I never touched it and it's just been growing interest he doesn't know about. I'll also be getting my childhood home when my dad goes, which I hope it's not for a while, but I know the kids and I can move in at any point and he'd welcome us with open arms. Update. Last night. She updated last night.
Oh God.
Oh my God.
A small update about everything going on since my kids are now in bed for the night. I spent the morning gathering everything I could and making a checklist. I sat in my office for the better part of the morning telling my husband that I was preparing things for my dad. Not a total lie. I did have to get him sorted with hospice today. My boss would be happy to have me back. However, my lawyer said pump the brakes on that idea for the time being. However, my old boss did tell me that whenever I'm ready, the door is open and to just give her a call. He does not have access to my inheritance from my father nor my mother. My lawyer assured me in that. I didn't mention her in the post, but my mother-in-law is an absolute angel. I love and adore her so much, and she's always been a shoulder to lean on. After he had gone to work for the afternoon, I asked my now ex-best friend's mom and my mother-in-law to meet me at my dad's house. My kids were outside playing with my now ex-best friend's older brother. I just handed them the screenshots, saving them from the unsavory pictures and sex tape. Though I did tell them it existed. Oh, fuck. To say they were furious was an understatement, and they are on my side completely. Angie, my now ex-best friend's mom, is ready to cut contact with her daughter completely. She kept repeating, yeah. People hanging out instead of like, oh my God. She kept repeating how sorry she was. We hugged and cried together. My mother-in-law told me she couldn't believe she raised a spineless, terrible human. That no matter what happens, I will always have her. And as far as she's concerned, she doesn't have a son, only a daughter. After an in-person meeting with my lawyer, we went over finances, logistics, and everything you could think of. She has all the proof and she's out for blood. With this post now on TikTok, I don't want him to find out by an app because one look at the story and he'd know it was about him. With permission from my lawyer, my ex-best friend, her mom and dad, my soon-to-be ex, and his parents will be having a get-together tomorrow. By the time they're sitting down and showing them everything that I know, my dad, my kids, and my ex-best friend's brother, he's coming to help me juggle the kids, and my dad, being big and pregnant, doesn't help with mobility. We'll be at my dad's cabin a few hours away, enjoying time and space. I know a lot of people were hoping for me to get revenge or do psychological warfare, but honestly, after my kids went to bed, I took a shower and just broke. I don't have the strength or energy to dish anything out. I just want out. Pretending like everything was okay today was too exhausting, and I just don't want to do it. Once he finds out tomorrow, I'll update with the aftermath. As I'm sure it will be huge. As for now, thank you all so much for your kindness, warmth, and support. Truly, your words have helped me, give me strength to keep my head above water. I appreciate every single last one of you for everything.
Holy crap.
Why couldn't we film this tomorrow so that we'd have the update?
Yeah. Update.
No!
God's plan.
Yo!
Let's go!
Oh my God.
Before we walked into here, Kiana was like, an update just dropped.
Yo.
So this update hit right as we started filming.
Okay. Oh my God.
So this is happening right now.
Everybody
no
shut up!
Way.
Be quiet!
We are essentially live streaming.
You better read
the
this nicely.
Asshole. Okay. Okay, I have no idea what's about to happen.
Okay, yeah.
Hello, everyone. I'm here with much awaited update. For my typing sake, I'm going to give everyone fake names, so for context. Mother-in-law and father-in-law, Ruth and Joe. Ex-best friend's parents, Angie and Bob. This is like a play. Ex-best friend, Jess. Soon to be ex, Tyler. Ex-best friend's brother, Jake, and I'll just refer to my dad as Dad. I have a few things I wanted to get through, so I'll just summarize as best I can, and if you have any questions, I'll answer in the comments. To get this out of the way, because to me it feels important, yesterday I scheduled a same-day appointment with my OBGYN and got tested for just about every STD, STI out there. I got results back, and they were all negative. There's a few that take up to 2 weeks to get the results back for, so I'll be waiting on those. When I met with my lawyer, I brought everything on my end financially wise, including the wills from both my dad and my mom, and I managed to get my hands on his financial documents. He stores his in his office in a locked box. I also brought over everything we had set up financially for my children. While I'm not totally sure if it's everything, I'm pretty confident I got most of it. My lawyer was happy I managed to get my hands on that much. Ruth even handed over her will to me from both her and Bob to ensure I was taken care of in the divorce. My lawyer understands I am wanting a divorce immediately. However, she wants to make sure she is thorough and isn't missing any key info. So hopefully I'll have an actual divorce papers to give him in about 30 days. I'm not rushing her though. I'm letting the professional do her job. Now for the sit down. I asked Angie and Ruth to describe everything in detail on what happened. Angie, the revenge seeker that she is, forced them to sit through a slideshow she put together of all the texts. Holy shit. I know a lot of you were concerned about one of them telling them sooner than later, but they were so secretive, they didn't even tell their significant others about what was happening. Once the slideshow ended, Tyler tried lunging for Jess, and Joe actually had to force him to sit down. Tyler was shouting profanities at Jess and telling her she will regret this. Jess started crying and begging her parents for forgiveness. Bob looked at his daughter in the eye and told her he will never forgive her for this. Blood or not, she is no daughter of his. He didn't raise his daughter to be this person. Jess has always been a daddy's girl, so I think that cut her pretty deep. Jess is in the middle of a divorce herself, and her parents were giving her money for her lawyer, and they told her she is cut off from them both financially and physically. Tyler's dad was irate. According to Ruth, he looked like he was holding back on throttling him. From there, Tyler went straight home. I know because we have a Ring doorbell camera along with a few cameras in the house for our kids to keep an eye on them when we aren't right next to them. Tyler came home and saw that most of mine and the kids' stuff was gone and he lost it. Started yelling and throwing things. The house is now trashed with a few holes in the walls for decoration. When he didn't find us there, he went to my dad's. Well, I did spend most of the day he was at work packing and moving things into my dad's house. We were already at his cabin. Tyler took a baseball bat to my dad's door, trying and failing to break it down. My dad's neighbor actually called the cops on him, and he was arrested. His parents refused to bail him out. I had an appointment with my... This is fucking insane!
What?
Oh my God!
someone's on the toilet right now, like... Oh! Is that you?
I had an appointment with my therapist today. I've had one for a year now since I was struggling with my dad, and it felt good just to cry it out and let everything out about how I was feeling. The therapist was like, oh! It was very helpful, and she gave me a few tools to work through my emotions with this one. I felt very grounded and empowered leaving my session today.
The tool is just a gun.
Here's the tool, a sword. I'm also planning on setting up my children with a therapist when we get back from the cabin to figure out the best way to deal with telling them. I know people said I shouldn't, but I will be telling them just in an age-appropriate way. Mm. I don't want there to be secrets and lies between us. I've always been as open and honest as I can with them. Again, in a most kid-appropriate way. Just because they're small humans, they're still humans and still deserve the truth. I had a handful of comments telling me I should stay and every man cheats. I should work things out because most of our marriage was good. I refuse to believe all men cheat. My parents were married for 20 years, and after my mom passed, my dad never moved on. I watched my dad love my mom for 12 of those years and cherish her. I will not accept anything less than that kind of love. He never cheated, nor did she. While I'm not sure when I'll be ready to move on, falling in love is absolutely the last thing on my mind at the moment. I refuse to let Tyler win and destroy love for me completely. I will move on from this. Jess started blowing up my phone, demanding I fix this situation, and immediately blaming me. My lawyer told me to not block texts just in case they spill out additional info I was missing. Mm-hmm. She was playing the poor me card very hard. The thing is, though, I never influenced Angie and Bob to cut contact with their daughter. They made that choice on their own. She actually started blaming me for stealing the love of her life. I introduced them when Tyler and I started dating, so not sure where that came from, and that Tyler is only with me for the kids. Honestly, I knew she was just trying to hurt me at that point. I didn't give her the satisfaction of responding, though. Between her and Tyler, I have about 200 missed calls.
Whoa.
Tyler went from begging and pleading me to forgive him. Like I said, I didn't have divorce papers to hand him, so he's stuck in this unknown gray area. I also asked Angie and Ruth to not say anything about the divorce to him yet, purely just for my satisfaction, honestly. I know it's slightly petty, but keeping him in that gray area of not knowing is my small revenge to him. To threatening to call the cops on me for kidnapping, telling me Jess wasn't the only one, bingo, just what I was looking for, to telling me I'm a stuck-up bitch, to threatening me, to back to begging me for forgiveness. Honestly, it was just a whiplash reading those texts. I'd be lying in saying if those texts didn't hurt me and terrify me all at once, but I refused to let them break me. As for both of them together, I don't think he is going to stay with her. I think he blames her for blowing up our marriage, honestly. Who knows, though? They deserve each other. I was initially okay to do a 50-50 split with Tyler for custody, but after his reaction, I don't feel comfortable with that, so I'll likely be going for full custody. Jake has about 30 days of leave he's saved up, and he's going to be using them to help the kids and I get settled at my dad's house and honestly to be there in case Tyler tries showing up going crazy again. He's been such a big help to the kids and I lately, and I'm forever in his debt for this. Last night after the kids went to bed, he hooked up his Xbox and we played a game called Diablo 4 together. I don't know why that's so funny. Have you played Diablo 4? To play Diablo 4 to help me take my mind off of things. It was fun. However, he did sort of confess that he's always had feelings for me somewhere in the midst of things, but also told me to not say or do anything back. He understands a relationship or anything like that isn't on my mind and won't be for a while. He isn't wrong, but just that he's felt that way since we were teenagers and just wanted to get it off his chest. Thank you again. Seriously, your comments, your support, your messages, all of it has been one giant breath of fresh air. Just knowing I had a whole online community willing to go to bat for me has kept me treading water these last couple days. Your comments have popped in my head when I felt like just giving up on leaving him because it's so hard and gave me so many great points and helpful advice. I know I deserve more and I can't accept his actions. And to the people who commented relating to my situation, my heart goes out to all of you. This pain is awful and I hate that so many of you can relate, but your stories have resonated deep within me. You all keep commenting me for my strength, and my personal favorite is telling me how proud of me you are. Every time I see those words, I start to tear up. I'm blaming the pregnancy hormones. Your words have helped put me at ease, so that way I could do what I knew I needed to do. So I'll leave this here for now. If anything of importance happens when I go back home, I'll update further. Thank you all, and I hope you all have a wonderful evening.
Wow.
The amount of goosebumps and chills I've gotten has caused my hair to grow an entire inch.
I just lived four lives.
That's happening right now. This isn't from months ago. This is right now.
That is so crazy. I am so happy for her, the support that she has gotten.
Yeah.
And like, it is so typical that the cheaters, of course, weren't expecting any kind of consequences like this. Mm. And the OP literally discovered all of this by such like an insensitive text. There's not an angry pregnant woman at
That's
my
insane.
Doorstep, so I'm assuming you haven't told her. What did they think was gonna happen? What did they think was going
That's what
to
I always
happen?
Wonder with people in affairs. I'm like,
yeah, they don't understand cause and effect. They don't understand the impact that they have because they're selfish people.
Yeah.
And it's so sad that so many people are like, well, you should just stay. All men cheat. But like, I feel so bad for those people because they are really deserve better. All of those people deserve better. And she's gotten like the best case scenario out of all of this. And she's so strong.
Yeah.
Dude, she is strong as hell, because holy shit. In the midst of her also losing her dad, like, oh my God,
yeah.
That alone is like, you're strong for holding yourself together. And this?
Yeah.
Dude, she's going to be made of titanium for the rest of her life.
She's a superhero.
Like,
this is as close as it gets.
People are going to try to hurt her feelings. She's like, I want you to stop right there. let me show you a Reddit story.
Yeah.
It makes me really happy, like, the way that both her exes and her ex-best friend's parents acted. Because, like, you hear some of these stories and, like, then the parents of the people who did the shitty thing side with their shitty child.
Mm.
And it's, like, because they just can't get it through their head that their child would ever do something wrong. And it makes me very, like, happy to hear that both sets of parents were like, what the fuck is wrong with our kids?
This was... Honestly, this is kind of rare. As far as the Reddit stories we've read here, usually whenever someone like has like an asshole sibling or like an asshole like partner, mm-hmm. parents a lot of times in these stories side with the shitty person.
Yeah.
And try to defend it and deny and just go, oh, it's okay, it's gonna be okay. This is a very unique response.
Yeah.
And it's very cool to see. I mean, I'm so glad she does have a network of people who are supporting her, and damn, she got everything in line quick.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't. That's so crazy to me that just like from the moment she saw the text, she was like, this, like, I'm getting everything ready. So that like in 24 hours, it all blew up and she was completely set and sorted.
She's gone.
With a lawyer.
She was also
gone.
She was so smart. She's handled it so wisely. And the friend is fucked up by texting her a bunch of shit that she can then use for the lawyers.
Yeah.
It's like,
well,
dude.
And now her ex was like, Jess wasn't the only one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
ugh. And and then going and taking a baseball bat to a door and getting arrested.
Jesus,
it's like, you guys just completely.
Yeah.
Also, Jess was getting divorced from her husband. So like, they were planning to end, like, were they planning to go and be together?
Oh, that's interesting.
Like,
yeah.
And
I
then
don't know.
And then blaming OP for ruining her marriage is hilarious to me.
Oh, dude, that's so funny.
Yeah.
Blaming everyone else but themselves for they did the wrong thing.
Yeah, it scares me.
I'm like almost sweating from that.
I've sweated.
Yeah.
It scares me, but like, I don't
know. It scares me because she said, like, and I believe her, like, that her husband was a genuine, like, loving and caring person and seemed like an amazing guy and that there were no signs. And that's what scares me, that, like, someone who presents as such a good person could be capable of something so incredibly shitty.
Asshole.
Yeah. Do we have, like a cool down story? Like, something kind of silly?
Okay.
I need a...
For all you listening, I'm sure that was a lot. That was a lot for us. It's a lot for you. Let's read one more. And I think this one's not gonna be like that.
Okay. I think you'll relate to it.
I'm hearing I will relate to this one.
Okay.
All right, so I'll take a breath. All right, if we get updates on that one, we will read them in coming episodes, okay? We will try to do
something.
That. All right. Am I the asshole for not hosting a party my wife planned earlier this week when I had planned long ago to only play video games this weekend? Okay.
Okay.
I want to preface this. I don't know what is going to be in the story. I do want to preface. I did take the day off of work here when Zelda came out. I did call off of work. I was like, I'm not going in. Mm-hmm. And I played Zelda for an unhealthy amount of time.
Yeah.
I felt awful.
Good. You should. That's good that you did that.
But I have all five sages now.
Good.
Okay, shut up.
Good.
Okay, go.
So Zelda Tears of the Kingdom came out today on Nintendo Switch. And I have been looking forward to and planning for this game for years. Zelda has always held a place in my heart where I can escape the mundane of daily life, especially as an adult who works a full-time job, pays the bills, etc. I hear ya. Yeah, dude. Word.
Oh my goodness.
Reba. Now. Okay. No kids in the household. It's just me and my wife. Starting 6 or so months ago, I told my wife that when this game comes out, I would essentially become a hermit and go into a hole for the entire weekend of its release. I would eat, sleep, breathe Zelda. I continued to reiterate to her my plans every time the topic came up, and even more so as the game got closer to release. I took time off of work as I put this on my work calendar as soon as I knew the launch date. Yeah, that's what you do.
Smart man.
Fast forward to earlier this week, I reminded her again that I would essentially disappear this weekend to do what I want to do, which is to play the new game all weekend. She then plans a movie night with a bunch of neighbors for tonight on launch day. I made sure to clean up the house, do the dishes, and even did like 4 loads of laundry and reorganized the linen closet in preparation for this weekend. The time for the party rolled around and I took a break from playing, made all the popcorn and set everything up in our home theater for her, and then went back to playing my game. As guests showed up, I welcomed them in and showed them the way to the theater room and continued to play my game. When the movie was over, I greeted them again as they left, and then I helped clean up the kitchen on another short break. Fast forward to now, my wife is mad at me for playing my game downstairs while she hosted the movie night alone. She said it was weird and stupid that I couldn't carve out a couple hours for this movie night. It's just a stupid video game, she is saying. I reminded her that I made my plans for this weekend months ago, and that what I did doesn't contradict what I've been telling her I would do for months now. So am I the asshole for playing my new game while she hosted the movie night?
Wow.
Look, man. It's not a stupid game.
Don't you think it's a...
It's not a stupid game. You see, Ganondorf...
Ganondorf literally quitted all of his Zelda skins.
You gotta understand, the spirit of Rauru is in his arm, and it's attached to Link, and he's gotta save...
Okay.
You gotta build an airplane.
You have to build war machines.
It's very interesting that this partner had been hearing for months that this guy was gonna do this and then conveniently planned a night at their house.
Yeah.
The night of the opening.
Honey, why can't you come to this movie night? Meanwhile, he's building a catapult to launch a Korok across space.
Torturing Koroks.
I'm torturing Koroks. He did tell her for months.
Yeah.
She had many opportunities to say, if she had said months ago, like, hey, I understand you're gonna play it all weekend. Could we at least do something on can we do one thing that weekend? Like, can we do like, what if I plan one thing? Is it okay if we do one thing?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But he was he wasn't absent.
No.
He did a lot of shit.
He did far more than the minimum.
This guy is, I can relate to that too, because I feel a lot of guilt playing video games. Even if I'm completely by myself, if I play for like an hour or two, I definitely have to like get up and kind of like, do something,
yeah.
To just kind of be like, all right, I'm doing something, take a little break, and then it's like, all right, now I've earned myself more time.
Yeah.
But he's doing tons of stuff, and he's greeting him, and he's saying goodbye. He just was like, hey.
I'm sure a bunch of the guests were like, yeah, dude, I totally get it.
There's probably one guy in the movie theater that's like,
this is like the inverse of what I said earlier, where the title sounds like so tame and then it's just a sociopath. And this one, I was expecting something a lot worse. Like, this is a party that she'd been planning for a long time and it was a very big event that they had. And he just like sequestered himself away for like days.
Yeah, like didn't communicate
but,
it.
Like, he was doing so much and he was like, hey, this is really important to me. This is something that I've been waiting for. I just want to really have this time. And then he's cleaning, he's preparing for it. He's popping popcorn, he's greeting people. Like,
I was expecting him to truly not acknowledge anyone.
Yeah.
He did a ton of stuff.
He did, yeah.
He technically hosted.
He borderline hosted.
He did what hosts do at restaurants, brings them in and says goodbye.
Yeah.
Also, how much hosting do you have to, if it's a movie night, you turn the movie on.
You didn't giggle with me at the movie parts.
Like, he could just have pretended, he could have just sat up at the top of the back, and he's like, I'm gonna sit in the back. And then left.
Yeah.
Or just have your switch there, like, if it's like
well,
so.
Well, no, but you need the noises.
Comments, not the asshole. 6 months of repeatedly warning her should have really gotten the message over. ETA, after some thought, I'm beginning to wonder if this was premeditated.
Yeah.
Did she do this just to mess up your Zelda weekend with malice? If so, why? Is this some kind of power play? I don't care about your Zelda weekend. You're going to do what I want.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I got that vibe too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, you know, Ganon spreads malice all over the place. Is
yeah.
A thing too.
Really?
Yeah.
Who is Ganon?
Well, Ganon, Calamity Ganon is Breath of the Wild.
Okay, so.
But Ganondorf is the Gerudo form of Ganon from ancient times that was sealed away.
Oh, he's Gerudo?
Okay, he's Gerudo. Gerudo. So, which one is Mario and Luigi?
Another comment
there?
Says. You're not the asshole. You had important plans for you that you were clear about for a long time and which were dictated by the date of release. You didn't stop her having a movie night and even assisted in elements of it, despite having these prearranged important plans being disrupted to do so. You were more than reasonable and she was actually pretty disrespectful to you and is still being disrespectful. She's not acknowledging video games because she thinks they're silly, which is not the point. They're important to you and it isn't as though they are controlling your life. This was a particular event for which you planned. I don't like video games. My husband does. When a new game is released that he's excited about, he sets aside time to play it, and that's fine with me. I'm even happy for him to tell him to tell me about the game. Why? Because this is his thing, and it means something to him. I've even found a couple of games I am okay with to play with him. That's what you do in a relationship. Yeah, I think this even harkens back to the fan fiction thing of like, if your partner loves something, it's like it doesn't matter what the thing is.
Right.
It's their importance to them. And as long as it's not out of hand and like, you know, spilling over into other parts of life that's making things hard, then that's okay. And you should like cherish that they have this hobby. Like,
yeah.
He seems like he has a very healthy understanding of it.
Yeah. He's a better man than I. If I had been planning this for months and then out of nowhere, she's like, oh, gonna do a movie night, I'd have been like, good luck. Good luck. I told you about it.
Yeah.
You knew I wanted to do it. You knew it was important to me.
Yeah.
Look, I told you.
Yeah. Be in the other room.
I told you. Yeah, if you give someone 6 months notice and they don't say anything, I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, it feels a little weird and premeditated. And video games should be taken seriously. It doesn't matter what it is. If the partner's passionate about it, that's all that matters. But like, I think that there is an unhealthy thing, but like with gaming, or there's a very healthy like people. It's a great hobby. It's not like just some. We aren't just fucking around.
He even clarifies in the comments that the only games he ever does this for is Zelda. So the last time he did this was Breath of the Wild, which was 6 years ago. So it's not something he does regularly.
Yeah.
He's like, hey, this is a special event for me.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like it would be treated, I do think video games get a bad rap, and it would be treated differently if it was like a basketball game or a football game. He's like, oh, the game is on.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, the game is on. People would be like, oh, the game is on.
Yeah.
But it's because it's video games, they go, oh, well, that's unhealthy and bad. It's like,
this is really similar. Kind of a similar thing happened to me when I skipped my brother's wedding to play RuneScape for 15 hours straight.
Okay.
It was like the same. Everybody was so mad at me, and I was like, look, like, I really needed to do.
Right.
Maybe you should go to Reddit with that. Maybe you should
you
put
should
that
post
on
Reddit.
Yeah, I think I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
The Falador Massacre, right?
Exactly.
Well, I'm glad we ended on that one, because that was a much lighter note.
That's so silly. Yeah.
Ending on Zelda stuff is great.
What a
great
guy. I want to meet him.
I know, I want to meet this guy.
Let's get a beer with this guy.
Let's get a brewski.
What if it's Tim? What if Tim is married and we didn't know? Because Tim is dead serious about Zelda.
Yeah.
It's Rhett McLaughlin.
Yeah.
I'm a big man. Love Zelda.
I'm a big Zelda fan.
All right, well, thank you guys for being here.
Thank you
for being on this roller coaster.
Wow, what a journey.
Yeah, holy crap.
Do I get a stick of deodorant when I leave?
Yeah, okay. We have Irish Spring right over
there.
Perfect. And thank you all for watching. As per usual, you know, let us know in the comments what type of themes or I don't know, what type of stories you want to see. We're gonna do them all, man. I saw a great one that I'm working on, that we're working on.
Which You're is writing a Reddit story?
Not writing a Reddit story. A theme that I want to, but it's gonna take time because it's hard to find these stories, is posts where the person they posted about found the post.
Yeah.
Where they're
yeah.
caught in 4K. But that's gonna so take time. Good. There's not many of those. Yeah. So, but that's a great suggestion that I saw in the comments once. So please leave suggestions in the comments. And we'll see you next week for more of this. See you next time.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
Call your lawyers.